Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is Big Scary News for episode 338. And we're going to start things off with this from the Disney Fan Club in Salem, Massachusetts. Hocus Pocus fans, this is a big one. Doug Jones, the actor behind the legendary Billy Butcherson in Hocus Pocus and Hocus Pocus 2, is officially coming to Salem. He'll be appearing as the special guest at D23's Black Flame Ball on Friday, September 25th at the Hawthorne Hotel, right here in the Wish City. Tickets are on sale through Disney D23. Who's ready to welcome Billy Butcherson back to Salem? You can get more information at facebook.com/DisneyD23. We have some escape room news from the 13th Hour Haunted House in Wharton, New Jersey. 13th Hour Escape Rooms has openings for Game Masters. Applicants are required to be a minimum of 18 years old, and submission of a questionnaire is necessary. The job entails working evenings and on weekends, and you can get a link to apply at their Facebook page, facebook.com/13thhourhaunt. That's the number 13. We have this from the Nefarious Haunt Experience in Gum Springs, Virginia. It's that time of year to decide where you will be creating the fear. Come learn who we are, what we do, tell us about yourself, and walk the trail. We have meetings on July 18th, August 15th, and September 12th. All meetings begin at 7 p.m. at Greyhaven Winery, deep in the woods where the fear lives. This is your chance to step behind the curtain of immersion in fear, meet the family, and see if you have what it takes to join the darkness. Message us or comment on our Facebook page to RSVP and get details. Limited monster positions are available, so get more information at facebook.com/nefarioushaunt. We have an update from Monsterama coming to Atlanta. Monsterama returns for its 13th year of classic horror and classic sci-fi. Celebrate Mathisetennial, 100 years of Richard Matheson, with special guest Richard Christian Matheson and Ollie Marie Matheson. We'll also have special guests Catherine Lee Scott, Lloyd Kaufman, Tim Bradstreet, Jim Storm, and more to be announced soon. Thousands of dollars in prizes are given away at our annual Monster Prom. Special events like the Silver Scream Spook Show and the Professor Fear and Pinky Trivia Show are happening throughout the weekend. As always, our 16mm film screening room will run nearly the entire time of the convention, as well as multiple panel rooms filled with experts, authors, and guests. Saturday is our photo op day and autographs all weekend. Our curated vendor room is full of artists, craftspeople, comics, collectibles, and more. First and foremost, no AI-generated art. Located near the heart of Atlanta at the Atlanta Marriott Northeast Emory Center, we hope you will join us August 7th through the 9th. Get more information and tickets at MonsteramaCon.com. We have this from the Casadega Nightmare Hotel in Casadega, Florida. Calling all scare actors, Casadega Nightmare Hotel is holding auditions for Evolution of Fear, our 100-year journey through horror. We're looking for high-energy performers, creature actors, screamers, stalkers, and decade-themed characters who can bring the hotel's nightmares to life. Auditions are July 19th and August 23rd from 9 a.m. to noon. You must be at least 16. You also must be available select nights in October. Step into the fog-filled hallways, embrace the darkness, and show us your scare power. Get more information at facebook.com/Casadega Nightmare Hotel. We have an update from Ancient City Con coming to St. Augustine, Florida. Ancient City Con welcomes the Starship Troopers reunion. Join the Roughnecks September 25th through the 27th at the World Golf Village Resort in St. Augustine. Meet Michael Ironside, Casper Van Dien, Dina Meyer, Jake Busey, and Seth Gilliam, plus many others at Ancient City Con. Tickets and hotel information is now available at AncientCityCon.com. Staying in Florida, we have this update from HauntCon coming to Orlando. HauntCon is looking for the artists and builders who bring monsters to life in 2027. Creature creators, sculptors, character mask makers, practical effects artists, prop and animatronic builders, and monster designers. Rather than only gore or shock value, think of the kind of artistry that makes old Hollywood feel timeless and the new creations that capture that same sense of wonder. If your work lives at the intersection of creature craft, practical effects, and pure imagination, whether you're a solo artist or an established studio, this is where it belongs. Orlando's world-renowned theme park industry has long celebrated the art of creature creation, and we'd love for HauntCon to be part of that journey. Apply to be a vendor today. Located at the Marriott Orlando Airport Lakeside, March 12th through the 14th of 2027. Get more information at HauntCon.com. We have some news from HalloCon Expo coming to Mineral Wells, West Virginia. Influencers wanted. Are you a creator, prop maker, or content mastermind obsessed with all things spooky? HalloCon Expo is the place to be for the ultimate Halloween gathering. If you love showcasing incredible prop makers, classic horror, and the newest trends in the Halloween world, make sure you're in the building. Whether you specialize in TikTok transitions, deep dive vlogs, or atmospheric photography, come out and capture the magic with the community. Grab your tickets and meet us on Saturday, August 15th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2203 Butcher Bend Road in Mineral Wells. Get more information at hollow-haunts.webflow.io/HalloCon. We have an update from Smoky Mountain Terror coming to Kingsport, Tennessee. We're excited to welcome back Rachel Lefevre, hope I pronounced that right, to the Smoky Mountain Terror lineup on August 28th through the 30th at the Meadowview Conference Resort and Convention Center in Kingsport. Rochelle, who portrayed Victoria in Twilight and the Twilight Saga New Moon, will be joining Jackson Rathbone, Peter Facinelli, and Valerie Curry for a Twilight reunion. She was also featured in Under the Dome, Homefront, White House Down, and many more. For a full rundown of credits, visit her IMDb page. For more information on Smoky Mountain Terror, visit SmokyMountainTerror.com. We have an update from Scarefest weekend coming to Lexington, Kentucky. Some filmmakers break the rules, the Saska sisters rewrite them. This October 23rd through 25th, Scarefest Weekend 18 welcomes Jen and Sylvia Saska, better known as the Saska sisters, to Lexington, Kentucky. Known for their bold storytelling and unmistakable style, the Saska sisters have become two of the most recognizable voices in modern horror. Fans know them for films including American Mary, See No Evil 2, Rabid, and Dead Hooker in a Trunk, where they blend bloody horror, dark humor, and psychological tension into unforgettable genre experiences. Meet the minds behind some of horror's most distinctive films at Scarefest. Tickets, guest info, and a full weekend itinerary is available at scarefestweekend.com. We have this from the Seven Floors of Hell haunted attraction in Middleburg Heights, Ohio. Your next job could be one hell of a good time, Every scream, every scare, and every unforgettable night starts with an incredible team. Join the cast and crew of Seven Floors of Hell this Halloween season. We're now hiring actors, makeup artists, box office staff, ticket scanners, purgatory and VIP staff, parking team, grounds and operations, and more. Your place in hell is waiting. Apply today at sevenfloorsofhell.com, and that is the number 7. Have some more Ohio news, this time from the Canfield Haunted House and Hayride in Canfield, Ohio. Canfield Haunted House and Hayride is looking for vendors for weekends beginning October 2nd through November 1st at the Canfield Fairgrounds. Join us for the area's most thrilling Halloween event. We draw thousands of Halloween fans from around the region. Showcase your business, products, and creativity while connecting with a fun and engaged crowd. This is a great opportunity to expand your visibility and boost your brand. For more information and to reserve your vendor space, call 330-477-8506 or email fear@canfieldfairgrounds.com. We have a little TV news regarding the Phantasm film series. The next great horror franchise may be making the leap from the big screen to television. Dread Central has recently learned that a television adaptation of Don Coscarelli's cult classic Phantasm is currently in the works. Learn more at dreadcentral.com. We have an update from Niles Scream Park in Niles, Michigan. For years, you've asked. Some have almost begged. You've practically haunted our inboxes. And now the wait is finally over. Welcome to the 6 Feet Under Bar, the newest addition coming to the Niles Scream Park. After nearly 2 years of research, development, planning, and a few buried secrets, we're raising the dead and a glass. The Midway is expanding again, adding more than 15,000 square feet of future new experiences, entertainment, and one of our most requested features ever. This cemetery-themed gathering place will give guests a chance to rest in peace or party with the deceased. So dust off your funeral attire, gather your favorite ghouls, and prepare to have a dead good time. We promise the addition, for those 21 and over, is going to be absolutely to die for. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/NilesScreamPark. We have a casting call from Carnival de Sensual coming to Denver, Colorado. Our Halloween shows will be Friday, October 9th at the Federal Theater and Saturday, October 10th at the Oriental Theater in Denver. Applications are now open for Carnival de Sensual Les Monstres. Applications close July 31st. Send us your best burlesque, aerial, drag, circus, or other performance art piece inspired by monsters, both fictional or all too real. Apply today at carnivaldesensual.com/apply. We have an update from Billings HorrorCon coming to Billings, Montana. We're thrilled to announce that Douglas Tate will be joining Billings HorrorCon as a special guest during our inaugural event, October 24th and 25th at Metropark First Interstate Arena. Known for bringing some of horror's most incredible creatures and characters to life, including the Jack Link Sasquatch, don't miss your chance to meet Douglas Tate, get autographs, take photos, and celebrate all things horror with Doug and us at the very first Billings HorrorCon. Stay tuned as we continue to reveal more guests, vendors, and exciting attractions in the weeks ahead. This is just the beginning. Keep up with updates at their Facebook page. And finally, we have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Ghostface is calling, and Ice Nine Kills mastermind Spencer Charnez is answering the phone. We are thrilled to bring one of the horror community's ultimate creators to Midsummer Scream, happening August 7th through the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Spencer has spent years beautifully blurring the lines between heavy metal, cinema, and gaming culture, and he's heading our way for a killer weekend. He'll be appearing Saturday and Sunday only to meet fans, sign autographs, and participate in professional photo ops. Make sure to stop by his table to celebrate the band's massive new Dead by Daylight collaboration track, Play Dead. Passes for Midsummer Scream are now on sale. Get yours today at midsummerscream.org.
And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We're live at FrankenCon out here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Technically, Alcoa out here at the airport. And you know, when I go to shows, I like to talk to people who are in the booths adjacent to us and everything, because we're spending a weekend together. And who do I get put next to this year but none other than Rue Morgue Magazine? No doubt, if you're a horror fan, you've been listening or reading Rue Morgue Magazine for many, many years. They've been around, oh, getting close to their 30th anniversary. They've been around since 1997, so I thought we'd give a few minutes here to Kevin Hoover, who is with Rue Morgue out here, selling a whole bunch of his back issues, showing off the new stuff. Kevin, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you.
How has the show been for you so far?
You know, we've been covering this show for the last 5 years. This is FrankenCon's 5th anniversary, and we love working with these guys. It's one of our favorite shows that we do every year. There's a vibe here that you have to be in person to experience, and we love it. It gets better every year.
And definitely has gotten bigger every year. I like how they've opened up this whole area rather than having two separate areas to go through. They've kind of made it into one big room, which is really nice. And Rue Morgue has been here before. You've got this huge banner. You've got all these magazines out here. And first of all, I got to congratulate you. Not all magazines make it 29 years. You'll be 29 in October. How has Rue Morgue managed to survive the digital age by still putting out paper and print magazines that you actually can go to a newsstand and get, although you can subscribe to it as well?
You know, there's this big push in physical media, or yeah, just any kind of physical media right now, where people are saying, you know, there's a resurgence. Physical media is coming back. But for horror fans, we know it never really went away. There's always been DVDs. We love our shiny little discs. We love our books. We love our magazines. And Rue Morgue, coming up on 30 years, we've learned to pivot and adjust. We do have a website. We have some digital outreach. But these things don't cannibalize one another, right? So how do we still put out a print magazine that is still relevant and topical, but it plays nice with all the content that we put out on our website? And, you know, people have learned and come to expect that when you go into a bookstore every other month, you can still see Rue Morgue magazine. We have subscribers the world over. We have fans that have been with us since that very beginning in 97, and they've grown with us, and it's just it's fantastic. It's great. People love having these things and collecting them, and they show them off just as much as they do their figurines and autographs.
There's just something about holding it in your hand as opposed to staring at a screen. I mean, Look at the resurgence of vinyl over the past decade. Everybody's starting to say, oh, man, I kind of prefer actual vinyl records to digital recordings that I'm downloading here. Maybe it's a better quality. Maybe they just like the experience of sitting there and listening. Are you finding out that people just prefer to just sit down, get a cup of beverage, and just thumb through the pages of your magazine?
I think people are starting to appreciate or reappreciate disconnecting from all the screens, right? Sit down. I read mine with a cup of coffee. You can pick your magazine up, read it whenever, wherever. You have that nice glossy cover, the beautiful artwork, the great interviews, the great content. And you can do it, you know, when you sit down to read the magazine, you have to make a commitment to read the magazine. You don't have a million tabs competing for your attention. So it's fun to just turn off the phone, shove the computer aside, sit down and read the magazine the way that we used to always have to do it.
So maybe it's also a little bit of a nostalgia thing, too. As a kid, you always read the comic books, and now as an adult, you've still got these things. And the thing I love about a magazine is you don't have to read it cover to cover all at once. You know, people listen, then they tend to listen to the next thing, then they tend to do the next thing. They're watching a TikTok video, then the next one. It just kind of gets you caught into that never-ending cycle. With a magazine, you could put it down. You can go have that cup of coffee. You can go do your laundry. You can go to work. You can do whatever. You can go to sleep. You wake up in the morning, the magazine's still there. You haven't lost your place. And it's just kind of that nice, comfortable feeling, dare I say, almost like that old blanket that you've had forever. It's just nice to know that you still have magazines out there like this that people have been enjoying for so long.
Yeah. One of the things I love from time to time our readers will reach out to is, or we'll survey them as well. And our tagline with Rue Morgue is we cover horror and culture and entertainment. So we always have somebody writing about books, video games, movies, music. We cover it all. So we'll get people that'll reach out to us and they'll go, I came for the movie reviews, but I learned about a new graphic novel, something I wouldn't normally explore. It's kind of outside of my fandom, but now I'm a fan because I read about it in your magazine. And so it's fun having that content that speaks to your personal fandom, but also this adjacent stuff that you can learn about in between the covers.
So what is the current issue? You've said here that you've brought an issue that's actually not going to come out for about a week or two. What's upcoming for Rue Morgue?
Yeah, and it's actually sold out. So our current issue, which is our July-August issue, subscribers are getting it now. It'll be hitting newsstands within the next week. It's our summer slasher issue. So it's very focused on slashers. There's some Friday the 13th content, Clown in a Cornfield. Have some coverage on Friday the 13th, has a new music book out. If you're a slasher fan, that's definitely the issue for you. Previous to that was our Obsession issue, which sold out in a matter of weeks. People love that one. We're getting a lot of young folks that are... Obsession is turning out to be their gateway into our crazy little world here.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that magazine flew off the newsstands. It sold out on our website. The Summer Slasher issue, and that'll come out. That's hitting newsstands next week. And then following that up is our annual Halloween issue, which people love to get and collect.
Over the years, you know, 1997 to current, can you, off the top of your head, tell us what has been, say, some of the more popular issues? I know you've had some that have been nominated for awards. I know you've had some, you know, legendary covers that, you know, I've seen for many, many years. What are some of the best issues, maybe, if you're not familiar with the magazine and you want to go back and check back issues, what's a really good one to start with that may be more well-known than others?
Any of the Halloween annuals are always a real good place to start. Last year's, like if you're a fan of Lon Chaney, have a lot of Lon Chaney content in that one. One of my personal favorites a number of years ago, we covered Psycho turning 50. We had a gore specific, I'm a bit of a gore hound, I love the red stuff. So we had the 50 Years of Gore issue a while back. In terms of just covers, and, you know, it's interesting what catches people's eyes, right? It's not always necessarily the current big film. Sometimes it's just the way those covers are put together. And so we have an issue over here that's just Alice Cooper's face. It's a purple image on a black background with green text. And a lot of people stop just to pick that up and look at it. You know, it's the features are music-based, but even if you're not a music person, that cover alone just speaks to a lot of people.
And I believe you were telling me that is an actual award-nominated cover.
That one was up for the Rondos this year for Best Cover. We were the Rondo Award-winning Best Magazine for a number of years. We've had a few covers, a few articles, take-home statues. So we're always up for something, but yeah. In fact, this year we were second place for Best Horror Magazine of the Year.
Congratulations. Yeah. Very nice. Now, over here on the corner of your table, and of course this translates great to an audio-only podcast, you've got these hardback books here. What exactly are these?
So Rue Morgue Library was put out in conjunction with a subscription box. The box is no longer around. We still have a number of the books. They're a little different than our typical magazine. Each one is kind of based on a specific topic. Our most popular is called Monstro Bizarro, written by cryptid expert Lyle Blackburn.
I know Lyle Blackburn.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic
guy. And he penned, it used to be a column in the magazine, but he penned a lot of original content for Monstro Bizarro. The Lovecraft, H.P. Lovecraft book, a lot of people like that one. So these are more, well, kind of like you said, like a book. So if you're looking for a really deep dive on horror monster here, movie monsters or graphic novels or cryptids, we have things covering that as well.
Do you find people are more interested in, say, the Universal or the Hammer films versus what's coming out these days, or maybe the 70s or the 60s? Or is there a favorite type genre that people either write you about or say, hey, how about doing an article on, or, you know, hey, that was a great article you did on this topic. Is there a trend where people are more interested in the older stuff, the newer stuff, kind of the mid-range?
One of the interesting things about being around almost three decades now is the stuff that was once old is now new again. And so you take something that can be very divisive amongst fans, shot on video, for example, right? People love it or they hate it. But then you get a boutique label like Terror Vision that brings a lot of that stuff that had been out of print, had been dormant, and they bring it back out, and people are experiencing it again for the first time. So you see tastes shift a bit. Like I mentioned, I'm kind of a big gore hound, right? I love bloody films. But you don't get a lot of mainstream cinema that's leans into the gore skid like it once did. You know, we kind of talked about Obsession a little bit, Backrooms, which is another big one. So you're seeing kind of a lot of folks really leaning into like the psychological horror. But it is kind of fun to go back through and revisit some of the old Hammer films. Or we have a newsletter that goes out and we select articles to bring out and kind of re-highlight in the newsletter, and it's fun to go in there and read about, you know, something Argento did 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and just revisit it, you know?
And kind of see how he's evolved over the decades,
exactly.
As well as a lot of things that have evolved over the decades.
Right. For example, we have an issue here that came out in conjunction with the first season of The Walking Dead before it blew up and became the juggernaut that it did, you know?
Were you saying, oh, this is just a fad.
Yeah,
it won't last
you know,
this
season. Just another show that's going to be around.
It's
and
not
then,
been special.
You know, then it went on to launch an entire, which, you know, of course it had already been a graphic novel, but for folks who maybe necessarily don't like The Walking Dead, you know, we have a cover right next to it celebrating the return of the living dead. So if you like those types of zombies as opposed to Walking Dead type zombies, we have, you know, then we've got a Fulci cover here celebrating zombie, you know, so we've got a little bit of everything for everybody.
So how does a subscription work? If I can't make it to my local newsstand to pick up a copy of this, where can they subscribe? What do you get with a subscription as opposed to just buying a magazine? And how can people get more information? Do you have digital copies where they can read if you can't pick it up in print, and et cetera?
Sure. And we always remind people, even if you are a digital subscriber, you're still one of us. We still love you. Even if you can't pick up the physical magazine, the digital subscriptions are always available. We have a couple of options. So a print-only subscription, which is about $65 for the year, gets you six print issues direct to your mailbox. We have a members exclusive newsletter called the Noctuary, where you get content that was excised from the current issue, just couldn't be fit in, you know. So a lot of that stuff goes out in a newsletter for our subscribers. We also have what we call our signature subscription, where you get the 1 year, or there is a 2 year option, but you also get access to our digital archives. That includes rare and sold out issues. Right now it's about 170 of them. That starts at 100 for the year, or if you catch us at a show like Frank and Con, we do discounts on them. And what's great about that is it does include sold-out issues. So we mentioned our Obsession issue, which sold out in a matter of weeks. The only way to get that now is our digital archive or to buy a digital copy of it.
Okay. So for people wanting more information about Rue Morgue, you guys have been around forever. Oh, anything special that you know of coming up for your 30th anniversary next year?
No. Well, you know, if I told you, I'd have to kill you, right?
And probably very gory way, right? With lots of the red stuff, no doubt.
You know, I'm sure we'll be celebrating our 30 years. Plans have yet to be finalized, so okay. But we'll figure something
out. Fair enough. You can always send us the details when you have that information. We'll put it out as a press release or so. But for people who are interested in maybe subscribing to Rue Morgue or get more information, maybe they're interested in buying copies, becoming a part of the digital thing, all that good stuff, maybe the hardcover books and all that, where can they get more information with websites, social medias, etc.?
So if you just Google Rue Morgue, but we are Rue-Morgue, hyphen being the little small dash, Rue-Morgue.com. And we're actually kind of right on the precipice of a website redesign. So we will have a new website coming out in a couple of weeks. But right now, all of our content lives at Rue-Morgue.com. We also like to tell people about our Patreon. If you are familiar with Rue Morgue, at one point in time, we had a radio show called Rue Morgue Radio. And those episodes have been archived, and we release those frequently throughout the year on our Patreon. It's $5 a month. I think right now there's about 60 or 70 past episodes up there, so a ton of content, especially if you like, you know, putting something in and listening to it on your drive or whatever the case may be. But yeah, in terms of subscribing to the magazine and seeing what we've got going on, Rue-Morgue.com.
What is your personal favorite issue?
My personal favorite issue is going to be the Psycho at 50. I love Psycho. I think it's, you know, we consider Hitch a horror director, but he was the master of suspense. He really only did like two horror films. And I think Psycho is one of the best things ever shot. I think it's a fantastic book, and that issue is just wonderful. Everybody should have that in their library.
Kevin Hoover, a pleasure to speak with you here on The Big Scary Show. Remember, folks, rue-morgue.com. If you want to get a subscription to this or go to a local newsstand near you, pick up a copy. There's nothing like sitting down in your favorite comfy chair with a beverage and thumbing through a magazine like Rue Morgue.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. My name is Drew Badger. We're out here at FrankenCon out here in Knoxville, Tennessee, hanging with all the cool kids, and we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.